For this recording to be useful, you need to listen to it when your partner is mad at you about something. Or you can listen to it when, although your partner might not be upset right now, you expect that she will be when she finds out certain things or when a certain topic comes up. One way or another, when you listen to the recording, I want you to be visualizing your partner being upset about a particular thing. I'm making this recording so that you can develop the ability to react to your partner in a way that's going to result in her being less accusatory and more open to the idea that your perspective could be as valid as hers. Researchers have found that there are several things that tend to happen automatically inside of people when they feel criticized that actually hinder their efforts to get their partners to be open and flexible. Unless you train your brain to stop doing these things, you may go through your entire life hampered by them. First, you might not realize it, but when you feel criticized, the chances are that your body will begin to get at least somewhat revved up. You need to interrupt this process. Right now, picture your partner accusing or blaming you about the specific thing that she's upset about. Think of the specific words that she's likely to say to you. I suggest that you pause this recording until you can think of the specific phrase that she might say. So there you are, she's criticizing you, but this time you're not responding right away. Instead, you're taking a big inhale and then a long, slow release exhale. With your exhale, you're pursing your lips together so that the air comes out just a little bit at a time. You're creating resistance to the outflow of air by making the opening small. You're also loosening your body so that you're kind of like a rag doll. And you're relaxing your face. If you're like most people, when you feel criticized, you'll tend to break off eye contact and scowl or frown. But a frown or scowl on your face can be like kerosene on the fire to your partner. But you are aware of this, so as you visualize your partner being mad at you, you're intentionally relaxing your face and maintaining friendly eye contact with your partner. In the 20 to 30 seconds it takes you to do these things, you're also reminding yourself that there's no need to panic. People are critical of their partners all the time, but they don't usually stay that way in the presence of partners who know how to respond to criticism skillfully. You know how to do this because you've listened to this entire recording before. So when you remind yourself that there's no need to panic, yourself believes you. I suggest that you pause the recording for a minute and visualize yourself doing these things. There you are. Your partner is criticizing you, but you're not responding right away. You're slowing your breathing, relaxing the muscles in your face, loosening your body, and reminding yourself there's no need to panic. When you even picture in your mind your partner criticizing you about the things she's mad about, you probably have an urge to dispute, protest, interrupt, explain, or justify why you did what you did. You may anticipate that your partner is going to have her facts wrong, or you're already feeling the urge to defend yourself against her implication that you've done something wrong. In the past, this is exactly what you've done. But this time, as you visualize her, you're not taking the bait. You're letting go of the impulse to dispute or defend because you know that there's something else that needs to happen first. You're hearing two parts to your partner's message. On one hand, she's saying, "I wanted something that you didn't do." The second part of her message is, "And you were bad for failing to do it." In the past, you got hung up on this second part, the part about you being bad or wrong. But this time, you've learned to let this part of her message pass right by you. You know that once a criticizing person feels some recognition or validation, the criticism tends to fade on its own. You don't have to dispute it. So you sidestep the criticism and focus like a razor on the other part of her message. The part where she's saying, "I wanted something that you didn't do." you're recognizing that even though you might not have wanted the same thing if you were in her shoes, what she wanted was a perfectly reasonable thing for a person to want. And there are probably plenty of other people who would have done it without even being asked. This is a big shift for you because in the past, you often went with your first reaction, which was that her complaint was unreasonable, that what she wanted was unrealistic or excessive or ill-advised. But you've learned that there's a wide range of needs and preferences that people can have in relationships, and just because you don't have the particular needs or expectations that another person has doesn't mean that they're wrong. So as you visualize your partner's criticism blowing past you, you're looking for the pay dirt. You're looking for the legitimate thing that she was wanting that lies behind her criticism. So then the first thing out of your mouth is something like, "I think I can see why you're upset." Or you might say, "I don't blame you for feeling upset." Or on another occasion you might say, "I certainly don't think there's anything wrong with what you wanted me to do. It seems like a reasonable thing for a person to want. I don't think I would necessarily feel the same way in your shoes, but a lot of people would. It seems well within the range of things that people often want in situations like this, and I'm willing to talk about making some adjustments in the future." In order to make this sort of statement when your partner actually expresses her upset feelings to you, you need to back up for a minute. Right now, ask yourself, what is the legitimate thing that she wanted, or maybe that she still wants? Pause the recording for a minute and think about this until you can identify what this legitimate thing is. Now I want you to practice making a statement that acknowledges or validates that what she wanted is a legitimate thing for her to want. Once you figure out what you can say, practice saying it out loud. Go ahead, pause the recording and say it out loud. You might feel hesitant to say things like what you wanted was reasonable, because you're worried that your partner will also think that you're saying, "and I was wrong for failing to do it." If you're worried about this, you can clarify that you don't think that what you did was wrong, as long as in the same breath you assure your partner that you don't think there was anything wrong with what she wanted either. For example, you could say something like, "Honey, I don't think there's anything wrong with what I did, but I do understand why you're upset, and I don't blame you. You were wanting me to do one thing, and I was thinking of something else. It's good that we're talking about it. Hopefully, we can figure out how to get more on the same page in the future. So tell me again what you want in situations like this, and then I'll tell you how I tend to operate, and then maybe we can figure out a way of doing things so this won't happen again." If you mentally rehearse doing the things I've described so far every time your partner is upset with you in the coming weeks, you'll find it'll begin to become natural for you to do them in real life at the moments when you actually feel criticized. And if you do them in real life, you'll dramatically increase the odds that your partner will become open and flexible. But it's also possible that, in spite of your willingness to recognize the legitimate want or need or opinion that she had, she'll keep hammering away at the idea that you were wrong. She may think the solution is simple. You need to shape up and fly right. This happens all the time in relationships, and you need to be able to react skillfully when it happens if you want to be among those who know how to get their partners to treat them well. So picture yourself in the conversation that's coming up. There you are. You've done the things I've described so far. But for the sake of this exercise, let's say that your partner is still intent on you admitting that you were wrong. This time, rather than reacting immediately, you're pausing. Again, you're loosening your body and slowing your breathing for 20 to 30 seconds while you remind yourself, "There's no need to panic. People continue to be accusatory all the time in relationships, even when their partners validate their needs and are willing to be flexible. But I can probably stop her accusation right now with a skillful response." So this is what you're saying to yourself during this 20 to 30 seconds. When you open your mouth, you say two things. First, you take issue with her assumption that there's something wrong with what you did. And second, you invite her instead to join you in considering that there isn't anything wrong with either of your expectations. For example, you might say something like, "Look, don't act like God and everyone knows that what I did was wrong. Just because you didn't like it doesn't make it wrong. I'm perfectly willing to talk about making some adjustments in how I do things in the future in light of what I'm learning about your feelings here, but I've got to tell you, it's a bit tough for me to feel cooperative when I feel like you're putting me down. Don't do that. We have different expectations here. Neither of us is necessarily right or wrong." It's important that you recognize that saying this sort of thing will not have a positive effect unless you've already done the things I've described earlier in this recording. Many people, when they feel criticized, they want to jump straight to making this sort of statement. It won't work. First, you need to validate that what she wanted is legitimate. Only challenge her if she continues to criticize you in spite of this. But let's imagine for a moment that she does continue with her accusation. If you're like most people, you aren't used to making the sort of two-part statement that I gave an example of a moment ago. Pause this recording for a minute and figure out the exact words you can use to challenge her assumption that you were wrong and invite her instead to consider that there isn't anything wrong with either of your expectations. Tailor your words so that they fit her current complaint. Once you figure out the words you can use, practice saying them out loud a couple of times. If you're able to make this sort of two-part statement, the odds are good that she'll become more reasonable. If you're still concerned that she won't, I suggest that you listen to recording 6 in this series. But let's not get carried away. Your partner might not continue to be accusatory at all. Or she might begin that way, but change her attitude when you talk to her in the way I just described. Now you might find yourselves sort of respectfully agreeing to disagree. But don't stop there. You need to get on the same page with your expectations about the future. Picture yourself saying something like, "It still seems like we're on different pages when it comes to how we want things to go in situations like this. I realize there's no reason why my expectations should count more than yours. If you want me to do things differently, I certainly can make some adjustments. How about if..." And then you offer to make an adjustment that might not be exactly what she wants, but it's clearly a move in her direction. You're hoping to give her the most important part of what she wanted, but also retain the ability to do things somewhat the way you want as well. Be willing to go back and forth with her until you find something that you both can agree to. So picture yourself again in the upcoming discussion. There you guys are. Let's say that you've come to the point where you are respectfully disagreeing with each other. Even given the limited information you may have right now about your partner's complaint, you would be wise to think in advance about what kind of adjustment you could offer that might not be exactly what she wants, but is clearly a move in her direction. Pause the recording and think about this for a moment. Now picture yourself offering to make this adjustment while also inviting her to make any other suggestions that she thinks might be a way of finding a middle ground. All right, our time is almost up, and you have now mentally rehearsed each of the skills that you will likely need to respond effectively to your partner's criticism. So before finishing, I'd just like to say one more time how important being physically calm and relaxed is at moments when you feel criticized. Between now and the time when your partner actually discusses her upset feelings with you, you'll probably think about the issue, and you may tend to feel defensive every time you think about it. What we want is to recondition your nervous system to remain automatically calmer at these moments. And for this to happen, you need to practice physiological soothing methods every time you sense that your partner is mad at you. You need to take a few moments to loosen your body and slow your breathing. If you do this over and over again, I know from experience with hundreds of people that your body really will begin to react differently. And this has more benefits for you than you can imagine.